You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
I have a couple of things to announce to you guys that are really exciting about astrology. First, I offer health-based medical astrology readings now. Yes, I feel so lucky that I get to marry two of my passions, which is holistic health and healing and astrology. I used to be a holistic health coach, and my practice was called Evolve to Health, the number two, because at the time, 222 was my synchronicity. And I miss it sometimes. You know, Lightworkers Lounge, the podcast, was born from that. I started to notice in my consultations with clients that they all knew how to eat properly. They knew to drink water. They knew to move their body. But they weren't doing it. Why? And so a lot of my consultations were essentially like therapy sessions, because I found that once people could get rid of heavy relationships they were holding on to for too long, or leave jobs, or rearrange their position in a job to make it feel more comfortable, to work on that energetic body, the physical would iron itself out. And I experienced that firsthand myself. I have healed Hashimoto's autoimmunity. I have healed adrenal fatigue when I was told those would be things that I would struggle with for life and need surgery, need medication. I have a whole episode on this way back, and I actually published a book called Thyroid First Aid Kit about my journey with Hashimoto's. So the fact that I get to marry the two now is like a full circle. It's really fascinating. So I now offer those. The second thing I offer is what I call the universe package. And this is something that it's a high investment of your time and your money. So this is for people who are serious about astrology. The universe package is a 20% discount off of every single reading I offer. So this can be for people who want to really dive deep into their healing, into their personal development, and to get to know their chart. This is also for a lot of my clients who have requested this. They want to have monthly or bi-weekly check-ins with me to look at transits on their chart. This is the package for them. And the last piece, I didn't think I would get to this point, but it is very highly requested and we're still working on it. But for now, this is what I can give you. The Universe Package, 5 sessions of one-on-one astrology mentor with me. And so if you want to learn how to read your chart, your loved one's charts, just to help in your whole family or your whole community's personal development, this is a wonderful package for you. Or if you're looking to do it professionally, this is a very good place to start. I know astrology is an art form and a lot of people resonate with my style, and that's such a high compliment. I'm so thankful, you guys. And so if you want to learn from me, if you'd like me to be your mentor, if you want to work one-on-one together, it would be so fun. Okay? So when you go to lightworkers-lounge.com, you will see the new health-based birth chart readings and the universe package. To go there and read more about what each of these readings entail, I'm so excited about them. The subscribers to the new and good email every Monday morning got first notification, so they actually got a low introductory price because I wanted to practice with readings and they booked them all. So if you aren't subscribed to that newsletter, it's free. It's every Monday morning, and you find out really cool things like that. So go subscribe, please. Now, before we get into the juice of this podcast episode, I have to give you a disclaimer. I am not a doctor. I am not a nurse. I am not a professionally educated medical professional. I have a bachelor's of science degree in organizational leadership. I have a certification, a formal certification from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition from New York City. But that is all I have. So the things I say in this episode, please understand they are for information purposes only, not to be used in place of professional medical advice. If you don't think you're in a place to understand that, please don't continue listening, because I understand the power of podcasters, of influencers, of social media and TikTok and Instagram. I fall into it myself. When we listen to things, when we aren't in a grounded, feet on the ground space, we can take everything at face value.
I am not perfect. I am a human being as well. And so some things I say you'll disagree with, others you will really agree with. Some things you'll think, what? No, not me. Other things you will resonate and you'll feel that vibration in your energetic body. Listen to it, okay? I want to get that out there. I am not a trained medical professional. All right. The other thing I want to share is astrology is an art. It's a science and an art at the same time. It's philosophy. It's so cool. And a lot of astrologers come up with these wonderful quotes, great descriptions, and they don't get credit. And so I really want to take a minute before we dive in to give credit to the people who have taught me about medical astrology and who highly influenced this episode. First is Judith Hill. If you follow me on Instagram, a couple of weeks ago, I shared a little screenshot of the Zoom class I was in with Judith. I took her course, Foods for the 12 Zodiac Signs, which is the pillar of this episode. It was amazing. She pulled in Ayurvedic medicine. She pulled in astrology. It was some high level stuff, but it was so cool. And so you'll actually hear me flipping through my notes for this episode based off of her education. So Judith Hill Astrology, please check her out. The other person I want to give credit where credit is due to is Claire Gallagher. I have her book here called Body Astrology, A Cosmic Guide to Health, Healing, and Harnessing the Power of the Planets. And if you book a health astrology reading with me, you'll probably see me pull this book out a couple of times. I've got bookmarks in it. It's phenomenal. It's fantastic. I don't think Claire does medical-based astrology readings anymore. Do not quote me on that, but do check out her website, her Instagram. She's a Virgo, so you know she knows what she's talking about when it comes to health. But her book really inspired this episode too. So Claire Gallagher and Judith Hill, these are some astrologers who are very, very good at what they do, and they inspired this episode on medical astrology. With that said, let's begin. Do you ever feel like you are susceptible to certain health ailments? I know for me, I have issues with hormones. I have very sensitive blood sugar. I get fatigued quite a bit, very easily. And you know, we can pull in human design for this. We can pull in the Enneagram test for this. There's so many explanations to this, but astrology seems to be my tried and trusted source because it is the study of something tangible right in front of us, above our head, proven to pull the tides, proven to work with the seasons of growing our own food, our life's force. But astrology can really, in your birth chart, can give you a really good picture of the health of your body. We know that your birth chart is your soul's blueprint. And as I was saying in the beginning, when your soul is not doing well, when it is going against what it came here to do, the physical body can get sick. When I was really struggling with my Hashimoto's autoimmunity, I had a doctor of naturopathic medicine tell me, you know, this is your body attacking itself. Like, let's take the literal definition of it, which is antibodies in the body attacking the physical body. Let's translate that into an emotional, psychological term. Are you attacking yourself emotionally? And I was. I was saying yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, to so many people and so many things that my heart was like, no, that's a hard no, ma'am, no, sir. I wasn't defending myself when people were bullying or being mean to me, or I wasn't defending myself when people were kind, but I just wanted to set a boundary with that, ever. And so if you think about that, I was just this wide open orb of energy and everyone's subconscious could sense it. And so it's just latch on, and it turns into autoimmunity, right? Oh, a great book about this connection is Heal Your Body by Louise Hay. My clients listening to this are like, yeah, we know, Steph. I bring it up nearly every session. Heal Your Body by Louise Hay is a wonderful source for this. So if a birth chart is your soul's blueprint, your energetic, your personality, don't you think that would have a little something to do with the physical body as well? In the health coach world, we have this quote. Gosh, I need to Google who said it. It goes, genes load the gun, lifestyle pulls the trigger. You know, that's something I really want to work on, is remembering who says quotes. because I am so bad at that. I love some people who are like, have you heard of the latest Plato quote? Have you read the book by? And I'm like, I can't remember names. I can remember your dog's name, but I can't remember your name. Okay, one thing says Caldwell Esselstyn said that. So let's give credit there. But there's a lot of things roaming around the internet. But I think it's Caldwell Esselstyn said, your genes load the gun, but your lifestyle pulls the trigger. I do have a family history of hormonal issues. In fact, a lot of women in my family have a full hysterectomy by like age 45, 50, because we have estrogen dominance. Thyroid is a big issue, but my gosh, that is so common. Thyroid disorders, especially amongst women. And why? Because so many of us ladies are people pleasers. We don't have a firm connection between our hearts and our head. Think of how easy it is for a lot of men to go to their boss and say, I want to get paid this much because this is how much I produce. And for a woman, it's like, hey, go ask your boss for a raise. We're like, oh my gosh, how? I don't want them to be mad at me. I don't want them to think I'm a bitch. And it's true, because a lot of times when women assert dominance in a very alpha way, it is like, gosh, she's a bitch, right? How many times have we heard that? But there is a connection for sure from the energetics of your soul to your physical body. So in this podcast, without making it a full-on audiobook on medical astrology, I just want to share with you guys some well-known things about the cosmos, about the zodiac signs, and health. And so as you listen, I hope you know your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising sign. And how the health medical astrology pyramid goes is to think of it as the food pyramid, right? The foundation of the pyramid is what you really need to focus on. We really need to get those nutrients in every day. The middle is half and half. Yes, get some, but a little bit of moderation. And then the top is like, okay, moderation for sure. The sun sign is at the top. It's important, absolutely important. It's essential for your well-being, and it's shining down on everything else in your chart. So we, of course, naturally, we want to focus on the health of your sun sign. But the foundation of health and astrology is the rising sign. And I know a lot of people struggle to find their birth time because the rising sign is down to the minute. It's very important to know your exact time for this. But if you don't know, that's okay. You can still play along and listen to the sun and the moon. Because honestly, my moon, personally, I'll just keep using my own chart as an example to drive these points home. My moon is really strong in my chart. The signature of my chart is Venus, because my rising sign is Taurus, and Venus rules Taurus. And so whatever the planet rules your rising sign, that's a really strong point for you. But it's a signature in my chart because my moon is conjunct, sitting on top of Venus. To the degree, 16 and 16, ooh-wee, that's a strong one. And so while I may be a Sagittarius sun, and Jupiter rules Sagittarius, so I really want to focus on that, I really want to look at Scorpio and the moon and Venus, because my moon and Venus are in the sign of Scorpio. Does that make sense? Okay. So let's talk about the 12 signs and the body parts that they rule. Let's begin with Aries, our cardinal fire sign that rules the head, the brain, the eyes, and the adrenal glands. Aries are pure fire. These people are hot. They have a lot of energy rushing fast towards their brain. A lot of people with strong Aries in their chart could be prone to migraines, headaches, epilepsy is one they mentioned in school, but just the head, the face, the adrenals, and inflammation. These people are hot, 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 right? In school, they also mentioned bedwetting, headaches. I've got a star next to that one. Think of the Aries symbol, right? It's the ram's horns, but it kind of looks like a V, like a fancy cursive V. That represents energy spewing out like a waterfall. Energy, whoosh. So a lot of blood rushing towards the brain when they're mad, when they're excited, any type of emotion. And so this is why this sign is prone to headaches, tooth problems, jaw aches, grinding their teeth. These are things we're looking at Aries for. Hey, watch it. Remember, this especially applies if it's you or an Aries rising, but if you're an Aries sun or moon as well. And there's so much more to it, guys. This is why I highly, if this stuff resonates with you, invest in a reading with me, because there's what we call the health houses, the first house, the sixth, the eighth, the 12th. And if Aries rules any one of those for you, we really want to pay important notice to it. You know, I don't have any, I have my Mars in Aries. And my 12th house is ruled by Aries. The 12th house represents things we were kind of born with, ailments that are definitely genetic and passed down to us. And so, my brother has epilepsy. It's not a secret. I talk to you guys about it a lot. And he has Jupiter in Aries. I think he has Venus in Aries. Yeah, right? Okay. So let's continue on to number two, our fixed earth sign, Taurus. Taurus, right? So when you think of the zodiac body, Aries is number one. They are first. And we're going to go from head to toe with this. So of course, Aries rules the head. What comes next? The neck. Taurus rules the neck, the throat. This is why you've heard me say, you guys can all tell I got Taurus in my chart because my voice is just, it's soothing. And no matter how hard I try to like change it to be more direct, more brash, I just can't. It's my Taurus throat voice box. So Taurus rules the throat, the tonsils, the thyroid, where all my Taurus ladies at, or people with heavy second house placements, because that's Taurus. If you have Taurus in your chart, it's more than likely, I don't want to say anything definitively, right? We want to keep things mutable. It's more than likely your thyroid needs some TLC. And as I was saying to you guys, yes, I reversed Hashimoto's autoimmunity. I got rid of all the antibodies when they wanted to cut my thyroid out immediately. That's how bad it was. But that doesn't just mean I'm out of the woods and I can go back to eating and living the way I was. Now I know, I have a Taurus rising. I've got my Jupiter in Taurus. Taurus is my chart ruler. I've got that signature of Venus in my chart. I am a Taurian woman. So my thyroid says, oh, yes, you are, lady. So I've really got to pay close attention to the thyroid. I have to monitor gluten. I have to make sure I'm not eating too much unhealthy dairy that messes with the hormonal function of that, right? I'll always be susceptible. Now, one thing they asked in class that was very interesting is you can hear things like, hey, Libra, don't eat greasy foods. And people were like, well, shouldn't everyone avoid fried greasy foods? Yes, of course. But some people are more sensitive to it. Imagine someone you know who can eat fast food for every meal and they've still got defined abs, very lean, thin. And you're like, what the heck? When I eat a cheeseburger and fries, I'm working out for 3 days to get it off my hips. Like, that's not fair. This is how it goes, right? Some signs are more susceptible to other things than other signs, okay? Taurus rules the throat, the tonsils, the thyroid. It can also represent constipation, the sinuses, cavities in there, and emotional repression with Taurus is extremely important to be aware of, because when Taurus holds things in, right, they're fixed. So they hold it in. They get constipated. They get chronic sinus infections because they're not letting go of the mucus. And whenever I would coach in my practice, Evolve to Health, I really focused on the thyroid, of course. And I would ask these ladies, where are you not speaking your truth? Is it at work? Is it with your husband or your boyfriend? Is it with your children? Is it with your mom? How about your dad? Who are you not speaking up to? Maybe it's yourself. When the head tells you one thing and the heart tells you another, where does that energy get stuck? Picture the head and the heart in a battle with swords. Where are the swords clinking and clanking? Right in the neck. This is the highway that we want clear, right? If we are not speaking our truth and the head just wins the battle over and over and over again, the heart's not going to stop. She's always going to dust herself off and keep going. The greatest force on earth that can't be measured is love. She's going to keep going and they're just going to battle it out in the neck area. When my Hashimoto's was so bad, I went and got an aura photo taken, and I sat down with a woman who was doing it after, and she was like, oh, honey, are we lying to ourselves? Do we not speak our truth ever? And I was like, excuse me, the fuck? And she was like, look at this. And she slid my photo over to me and she was like, find the blue dot. I was like, here's some orange. I see yellow. I see green. I'm like, I don't see one. And she's like, exactly. And she took her pen and just went, and like, it's supposed to be right there. Your throat chakra is closed. There is no flow of energy. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. And then she showed me a photo of a nice, bright, vivid blue throat chakra. And she's like, this is where we want to get to. So what are we going to do? I'm like, that's why I've got Hashimoto's. Okay. Taurus is one of the longest living signs. It is a sign of longevity. And a funny story. when I was taking the medical astrology course with Judith Hill, I was eating dinner because, you know, with the time zone change, it happened to be like 6 or 7 p.m. And that night, my mom had made these delicious, cheesy scalloped potatoes fresh from the garden that we grew and dug up together. So I was like, I am not missing out on a little bowl of that. Like, we are going to indulge. And so I'm just eating it and I'm watching her Zoom call and she gets to Taurus and she's like, the sign that loves cheese, chocolate, oh, and cheesy, buttery potatoes are their favorite. And I was just like, shit, is my camera on? Is she looking at me and calling me out as I'm stuffing cheesy potatoes in my mouth? And so I put into the chat, I was like, okay, Taurus rising here, definitely shoving cheese potatoes in my mouth right now. And everyone laughed. It was so good, right? That's astrology. It's something you experience. And it's moments like that where it's like, oh, this isn't something you believe. This is something I am currently experiencing in my life. Taurus tends to suffer from thyroid issues, slow lymph drainage, water retention, keeping thyroid healthy is key. Okay, my Taurus people. Let's move on to the mutable air sign. Third one in line, Gemini. So remember the human body. If we started at the head, which is Aries, then we gently move down to the throat. This is Taurus. The third one is going to be the shoulders, the chest, the upper arms. Gemini. Gemini rules the lungs, the nerves, right? Because we've got the vagus nerve going through our spine right there. Ear issues, poor circulation, and speech or language disorders. And of course, the number one, you don't need to be trained in medical astrology to know this, anxiety with the Gemini. So, because Gemini rules all of these things, they are a very anxious, fast-moving energy. They're an air sign. They're constantly just tornadoes, right? It's important that Gemini snack all day, okay? And remember, this is for sun, moon, or rising, but everyone's chart is so different. You may have a Gemini placement in your sun, moon, or rising or personal planets, but there could be aspects to it that really turn that energy off. And so if you're a Gemini listening to this and you're like, I can't snack all day, I don't, you know, there's so many things. That's why I highly encourage you to invest in a reading. So Gemini, snack all day. They need fats for grounding. This is so important to a Gemini. Avocado, coconut oil, salmon, any high fat food, healthy fats is really important. Ghee, I love to cook with ghee. A lot of times Geminis are so hyped up, they forget to eat or they leave food unfinished. And these guys can really suffer from insomnia, anxiety, chest pain because they're not taking those deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Sometimes Geminis can experience numbness or tingling in their hands, their arms, their lungs. The respiratory and the nervous system is so important. They need salt. This can help with the nervous system and that electric body of theirs to calm down. Turn off Wi-Fi while sleeping. Do not eat with your phone in front of you or with your laptop open. Oh my gosh, if you have Gemini heavy in your chart and you are sleeping with like your router or your modem under your bed or in your room somewhere, shame on you. Get that out. Just run it for a test. Do not sleep with your Apple Watch on. Oh my gosh. Do not sleep with your phone on next to you on your bedside table. Oh my gosh. And Aquarius, you are a part of this equation. You're not. Wait till we get to you. But turn off Wi-Fi while sleeping. You guys are very EMF sensitive. Caution on carbonated beverages, because those are just the bubbles, right? And they kind of, what? It's carbon. It takes oxygen from you. And you guys really need those lungs to be fully expanded, filled with oxygen, okay? So this is our Gemini. I love me some Gemini. This is my sister sign. Let's go to number four. Cancer, the cardinal water sign. All right, so if we finished Gemini, the chest and the lungs and the arms, where do we think Cancer rules? The breasts, the upper intestines, that core area. When you think of Cancer, you think of what? Mom, home, family, the core, the central of your being, if you're lucky enough to have a really good family. So Cancer rules the center of the body, specifically the breasts and the upper intestines. And some astrologers will say the womb, since this is the space of a woman and a mother growing a child. Cancer, breast issues, water retention is really big for these guys, digestive issues, eating disorders, menstrual irregularities, and food allergies are all very, very prominent with Cancer. They said something in class that I really resonated with, even though I don't have any Cancer in my chart. I do surround myself with these guys. I love their just devotion to people, to their loved ones. It's admirable. Cancer rules a home, right? And being safe and secure in a home space, knowing they've got food and their favorite blanket and a roof over their head, is just as important to them as it is to Taurus too. So when Cancers, anyone with Cancer in their personal planet, sits down to eat a meal, it is so important that they look to the left, look to the right, take a few, at least one, deep breaths, and ground themselves. Be aware of their surroundings. Feel content. Feel at home in their body before they begin to eat. Now, because Cancer is such a go-with-the-flow water sign, they can be prone to car or seasickness. They could really be prone to nausea and morning sickness during pregnancy. Balancing hormones is oh so key to healing a lot of this. And the stomach, so many Cancer placements tell me they have IBS, Crohn's, all sorts of digestive issues. And I have found that with a lot of them, it is simply because they don't feel safe and at home in their body. And this is why some of those body dysmorphia or eating disorders can come up, because they don't feel comfortable in their body. And so, of course, if they eat a cookie because their progesterone during the luteal phase of their menstrual cycle was telling them, I want some sugar, and they caved and ate a cookie, heaven forbid, well, they don't feel comfortable. They can literally feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to put on weight. I'm going to get sick. That was gluten. Oh no, Steph said no gluten. They're sensitive signs, right? Because female Cancers especially are so sensitive, their cycles are often in balance. Judith said, water signs like the night shift, especially Cancer. They just love it because it's quiet. Most people are asleep. It's calm. So Cancers, maybe enjoy your meals when it's nighttime or early in the morning before anyone's awake. Cancer risings, especially since this is your chart ruler, need protein and adaptogens, right? And because Cancer is ruled by the moon, you know, sometimes we see the moon big and full in the sky. Other times we can't see it at all. It's a sliver, God's thumbnail, as they call it. Sometimes people with Cancer placements can experience a lot of weight gain and then lose a lot and be very thin. And then they gain it back and they're a full moon and then they lose it all and they're very thin. So this is important to know. All right, moving right along to one of my favorite fire signs, Leo, the fixed fire sign of Leo. Leo, of course. So we're in Cancer still. We're remaining in the core of the body because there's a lot of organs and things going on in our core. So we're going to stay here with Leo. Leo rules the heart, the spine, the skin sometimes. I'm looking at my Zodiac human poster from Judith. The gallbladder, veins, the back, These are all Leo things. So because Leo is so fiery and it rules the heart, the blood, they are prone to dehydration a lot. So Leo's listening to this, take a pause and get a sip of water. In fact, I'm going to take a sip of mine. Hold on. Ah, Kangen water. For all my Geminis listening to this, Kangen water has oxygen in it and it really helps. I love it. So Leo, go get a sip of water, please. Keep yourselves hydrated. Leos, because they are ruled by the sun and they love life to feel good, this sign can be really prone to seasonal affective disorder. Vitamin D deficiency, they're very sensitive to that as well. So if you have Leo heavy in your chart and you live somewhere, I know in the U.S. we are about to enter fall and winter, and a lot of us who are very sensitive to SAD, seasonal affective disorder, are like, oh man, what do? I got to prepare. Should I start my vitamin D supplements now? It's very important for my Leos. Skin cancer is something that is commonly reported with Leo. And remember this, if you've got Leo in your chart, this does not mean you're going to get skin cancer. Don't worry about that. But it is something that Leos should be aware of, because this is the sign that loves their tan skin, that loves to lay out in a bikini, that just loves to be in the sun having fun, right? So Leo, they can have good luck with their heart or they can have heart palpitations, right? So Leo needs some cold juices. They need hydration. Sometimes it can be prone to gallstones because of this. Celery juice, raw, cold vegetables are usually very good for Leo. It rules the heart, the back, the spine. And so sometimes with Leo placements, we see muscular dystrophy, heart attacks, high cholesterol. It's really important for Leo to take care of their heart, their circulation, and their spine. Chiropractors, really stretch it out. Pop your back. Do whatever you can. What are those inversion tables? I literally think I had a friend back in my college days who was a Leo. She freaking was. She was born in August. And she had an inversion table, and she was obsessed with it. She like couldn't go a day without doing it. It's essentially like this table that you hop and strap yourself to, and you like turn upside down. Google it, especially if you've got Leo in your chart. But take really good care, okay, of your spine and your muscles and your heart. It's so bizarre talking to yourself and teaching without, because I'm like waiting for you guys to ask a question, and it's like, oh wait, this isn't a class. I'm reading my notes for a podcast. Keep going. We're halfway there. Virgo, the mutable earth sign. You know I got a thing for Virgos because my man is one. Virgo, similar to your cousin Gemini, Virgo and Gemini, you guys ruled by Mercury. Anxiety. Now, the part of the body that Virgo rules is the lower intestines. We're getting close to the hips now in the human body. It can rule constipation, diarrhea. Oh, IBS is the number one thing with my Virgos. Leaky gut, SIBO, and autoimmunity. It's Claire in her book. She was joking or laughing about this, because while Virgo is known as the harvester, the wheat bearer, she's like, it's funny because in her practice, she had noticed that a lot of her Virgo clients have full-blown celiac disease. They are very sensitive to gluten, even though they're holding wheat in their symbol. Oh, so this is my Virgos. You guys, your immune system, right? The core of the body. The lower intestines, the immune system. You guys have heard in very hot, popular medical, viral social media stuff, that the gut is the second brain. It is so important that your gut biome, which is directly connected to your brain, is good. This goes so far for my Virgos that are prone to severe anxiety. You know, Virgos really do have anxiety, and any Virgo you meet, it's written all over them, all over their body language, but they will never ever admit it, because to admit it is to be weak. To admit it means I can't be the helper to everyone if I've got to help myself because I've got a problem here. They won't. And sometimes I think it's because Virgos are quite literally born into this state of high functioning, high hypervigilance of their surroundings, that they don't that's their natural homeostasis, is being hardwired to have anxiety and be anxious. Whereas you get a Taurus or maybe a Cancer looking at them and they're like, are you okay? You're sipping your coffee while your hand's shaking. Are you okay? And they're like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? Gemini's might feel the same way. But Virgos, the intestines, the abdomen, digestive system, caution on carbonation again with my Virgos. Cannot mix a lot of fats and foods. Stick with olive oil, with ghee. A lot of Virgos I know, when they try and mix like sweet and salty or like Indian food, Thai food, heavy with the spices, they can't do it. Oh, and if they drink alcohol while they're eating a meal, oh, goodness sake, get the toilet ready. Because these are such hyper-functioning people, their immune system follows suit. And so this could be hyperthyroidism, right? This could be weight loss because of malabsorption. Your digestive system is just as fast and anxious as you are, right? It's all connected, that they just spin through nutrients. And so they suffer from malabsorption and not having enough nutrients. Asthma, food allergies are very prominent with this sign. There's some of my notes say, find a doctor who trines your sun or rising sign for best healing. What a cool little fact, right? So to my Virgos, I personally recommend aloe water, avoiding gluten unless it's organic, and especially if it comes from Europe. That's what I was typically recommending to my clients is, hey, if you want to eat gluten, I get it. Pasta bread is such a staple to a diet. See if you can import it from Italy. It's not that hard. Just avoid a like super enriched processed wheat from America is my best bet. Okay. Libra. Hi, my lovely Libras. You guys are the cardinal air signs because you're boss babes. Libra. All right. So think of the zodiac human, the little body we're looking at. It's so weird to do this without video. I definitely should have made a YouTube with the little zodiac human I'm looking at. Libra, we're going down. We're getting close to the genitals, to the pelvic area. So Libra rules the kidneys, the bladder, the lower back, and the endocrine system as a whole. One of the things that Judith said in her class was Libras need a good dinner companion or any meal. They don't like to eat alone. They don't like to be alone. Okay, people with strong Libra replacements really enjoy company. It is the sign of relationships and love. And we found that when people with Libra replacements do get to enjoy food and even exercise with someone they love, they benefit more from it. So Libra, what are we working with, girls, guys? Kidney stones, bladder infections, UTIs. Do you guys have lower back pain? The endocrine system as a whole. Maybe you struggle with some menstrual irregularities like Cancer, a pineal gland, pituitary gland. This is really important for you guys. So Libra, what is it, guys? Pop quiz. Libra is the scales. It's balanced. So a balanced diet is extremely important. Now, I've given over 500 readings, and one thing I've noticed both with my Libra clients and also people who are close with Libras is that they struggle with addiction to alcohol. It is, I would say, the number one sign of an alcoholic is Libra. And doesn't this seem so bizarre? Because I imagine when you think of Libras, you think charm. They are. They're so charming. They're good looking. They're beautiful. They seem to get along with everyone they meet. They've just like got the whole package going for them. And a lot of people, if you were to say, what is that person an alcoholic? You go, no, not them. But it's true. And it's because Libra being the sweet sign, they're addicted to sweets, and alcohol is simply fermented sugar. Libras care so much about what others think of them. They truly do. Libras, don't you deny it. I don't care if you got Aries in your chart. They care a lot more than the average person because they came here to master the art of relating. They do not want people mad at them. Heaven forbid anybody thinks ill of them, right? Their neighbor Scorpio is sipping their dark cherry wine laughing. But Libras may be addicted to sugar, coffee, wine, all alcohol. And when it comes to making a social situation better, they'll really chug the alcohol, right? A Libra's like, let's meet up for coffee and let's have two cups. They just love it. It's, think about it, coffee with friends. Think about it. When you go out, let's get a drink. Let's go meet up for a drink. Libra will never say no to that. A lot of Libra males sometimes suffer from low testosterone. Libra moon women are very prone to hormonal and menstrual issues, PCOS, ovary, we see that. A pleasant environment is key for Libras, okay? Let's just remember that. But weight fluctuations, because when they don't have a balanced diet or they don't have good relationships in their life, they can really have the weight fluctuations. When Libras are in love and their romantic companionship is going well, they will work out. They'll want to look good. They'll feel good. They'll eat better and they'll lose the weight, right? But because Libras have such a sweet tooth, similar to Taurus, these are my Venusian signs, they are very prone to blood sugar imbalances. So to my people, my Venusians, my Taurus, my Libras, of course, life is sweet, and we're going to enjoy pastries, cookies, cakes, candy bars, chocolate. But what I want you to do is make sure you eat it with something fattening. Something like, for instance, if I know I'm going to have a pastry with coffee, if I'm going to go to a coffee shop and indulge in that, I'll make sure that I eat something like sausage or avocado toast or an egg before I do that. Otherwise, if I do, I am so hyper in tune with my body. I feel like I've been electrocuted because my blood sugar is just going wild. And I'm a Taurus rising. So there you go, Libras. Easy on the sweets, easy on the alcohol. Enjoy meals with people that genuinely make you feel loved for who you are. Let's move to Scorpios. Oh, this one was cool. So keep in mind the human body. We are now in the kidney stones. We're in the hormones. That this was all the Libras thing, right? That pelvic area, the bladder. In that area, and just a little down lower, is the reproductive system, the penis, the vagina, the genitals, the ovaries. This is Scorpio. Scorpio also rules the anus, the colon, Uranus, very funny. But this is all Scorpio things. And what's cool about Scorpio is, you guys know the symbol, it looks like an M. And the tip of it is the stinger of the scorpion, but it also represents a penis because Scorpio rules over the genitals. And this is why it's known to be the sign of sex, okay? So heavy Scorpio signs have seen STDs, BV, bacterial vaginosis. Scorpio rules all of the parasitic things in the body. Yeast infections are very common. Candida overgrowth, parasites, detoxing is absolutely essential to any Scorpio placement, right? They are the genitals, the colon, the reproductive system, the bacteria of the body is all Scorpio ruled things, right? When you think of Scorpio, this is the sign that alchemizes pain into their power. These are people who go through the dark and fight it in order to turn it into light, right? Our body is full of bacteria. It's full of good bacteria, and we need that to be antibacterial. But when it gets to be a little too much, this is when the dark side of Scorpio starts to take over the body. Yeast infections are very common with this Scorpio placement here. Needs to keep the body detoxing. I want my Scorpios to sweat every day. Estrogen and progesterone, they can swing between too weak or too strong. So my ladies with menstrual cycles, sometimes charting your BBT, your basal body temperature, every morning. If you don't know what I'm talking about, but you're curious, I'm telling you again, invest in a health reading because this is my specialty here to get your menstrual cycle panned out. But you can swing between too much estrogen, too much progesterone, because those are made in the ovaries. Scorpio women tend to have high androgens, and spearmint can really help with this. But this can be PCOS. This can be growing hair on the body, high androgens. What was cool when I learned about Scorpio is they love intense, strong flavors, bitter foods, fermented foods. And this is because they're prone to parasites, and bitters are really good for the gut. So microbiome and gut flora are very important. Similar to Virgo, it is so important for this second brain, right? Scorpios have the best sense of smell in the zodiac because the nose is also a detox pathway. Think of mucus, think of blood coming out of the nose, right? Scorpios are prone to endometriosis, uterine fibroids, to polyps. When estrogen is too high, these things can grow. Let's point out the elephant in the room. You guys know I have a Scorpio moon, Scorpio Venus, a lot of eighth house placements. I'm a Scorpio gal. And if you scroll back in the archives of the podcast, I just had surgery last September to remove uterine polyps. And it's because I was swinging. It's exactly what I learned. My estrogen was too high, and then 1 month it was too low. My progesterone was too high, and then 1 month I didn't have any. That's my Scorpio journey of forever balancing and detoxing. And I will say that really happened when I got diagnosed with adrenal fatigue because I couldn't increase my heart rate. And so how can I sweat and work out and move things? And it just like dominoes, messed with a lot of things. But that is Scorpio. We need to take care of the ovaries, of the testicles, of the gut biome. I want Scorpios. When I was a health coach, I used to tell my clients, here's the report cards I want to see from you. I want to know what your poop looks like and smells like. I want to know what your pee is looking like every day. Does it have a funky smell? Is it clear? Some of my clients would be like, all right, sweet. I'll tell you. I'll even send you a picture if you want. And others were like, what? I'm like, yes. And then tell me about your period blood. Are there clots in it? Is it dark or is it bright red? Is it heavy? Is it not? Like, these are report cards from your body trying to tell you what's going on. Society tells us that's gross. Hide it from the world. Don't show people. And of course, you know, privacy is essential. But for you and your connection to your body, look at these things. Ladies, look at your vaginal discharge. What does it look like? What does it smell like? Your body's trying to talk to you. Okay? Love always, your Scorpio moon sis. All right, Sagittarius, the mutable fire sign, my sun sign. Some of my favorite people have this sun sign. Moving down the zodiac body, where are we at? We're in the thighs and the hips. Look at the Sagittarians. You know, they are stout. Most of them are stout when it comes to their thighs. They all look like soccer or volleyball players. Hips, thighs, the liver is very important to Sagittarians. A lot of Sagittarians, okay. There, the hips and the thighs in that area, it's connected to the vagus nerve, which is our central nervous system nerve. And I was surprised to find out that the number one sign that sees a lot of ADD, ADHD, and even as far as schizophrenia and psychosis is Sagittarius. Okay. And Sagittarius is the centaur, right? It's the archer, and the archer has half horse, half man. And so to a Sagittarius, their legs are so important, which is why they rule the hips, the thighs, the core of strong legs. Sagittarius stores their energy there. Now think of a horse, right? Horsepower. How freaking fast and powerful is a horse? They may have those stout upper bodies, but their long, skinny legs are really what gets them going. So to all of my Sagittarius placements listening to this, move your legs. Every single day, if God willing you are able to, you have to do it. Sagittarius stores all their energy in the legs. When they don't run, cycling, if they don't walk, if they don't hike, jog, something with the legs, this is where the ADD, the psychosis, the anxiety, the insomnia too, this is where this can really kick in. So Saggies, your legs are oh so important. And the liver is really important to my Sagittarians as well because this is the Jupiter-ruled organ, okay? It's got to be a little TLC. I know I personally love dandelion root tea to help my liver. And every night for about the first 2 weeks of my cycle, I use a castor oil pack on my liver to really give it some TLC. And it's been working out great. I love it. Anxiety over here is great. No depression, no complaints. So to a Sagittarius, exercise is just as important as food. And they, because they move their legs so much and are highly athletic, they need protein and fats. Oh my God. As a Sagittarius sun, I'll tell you, I was vegan for 2 years. My hair was so thin. My body was thin. I appreciated that as a girl, but I was so fucking hungry all the time. But I just thought, oh, I remember when I first went vegan, I went on my normal 2-hour hike, and it's just a walk through the woods in Carolina. And I was like, dude, I'm gonna fucking die. I'm only 30 minutes into my hike and I'm going to faint. My blood sugar was just so off. And I was like, I can't finish this. I had to go home. And so then I thought, okay, fine. Maybe I just need more calories. So I went and bought the RX bars, right? Even though they have egg in them, I was like, I just need something. And I would eat 3 on a 2-hour hike and still like be dying to get home to eat. Well, how my vegan journey ended, what, and the damage was already done because I was diagnosed with adrenal fatigue after I changed my diet. I was living in Key Largo. It was the end of 2020, and I used to make Jeffrey a scrambled egg for breakfast in the morning, and then I would just lightly cook ground beef along with some vitamins and vegetables for him in the afternoon. My dog, for those of you wondering. And I'll remember one morning, it was probably September or October, I was making his normal egg. And I was drooling. Like, I don't know about you, but when I smell pickles, I drool. And it was drool like that. And I was like, what? Like, this is our routine. I make his egg and then I make my avocado toast. And, but my body was like, you're going to eat that fucking egg if it's the last thing we do. And so I was like, okay. Like, the guilt that I felt, I was like, I'm going against everything I've taught. I am hurting animals. I'm going to ruin the climate if I eat an egg on my avocado toast. But I was like, this, my inner compass was like, you are going to faint if you don't. And so I did. And then I made another one. And so I had 2 eggs on my avocado toast. And I felt so good that day that I was like, you know what? I'm going to eat red meat for dinner. Fuck it. I'm going to do it. I pulled my Mars and Aries out. And I haven't gone back since. My body was like, thank you. Now, that's not to say some people can't do a vegan diet. And this is where I love astrology because, you know, certain placements definitely fare better with a vegan diet, and then there's some that don't. Fire signs in particular can't do the vegan diet. They move too much. They need it. Careful with caffeine. Sagittarius is more sensitive than all signs. When I tell you guys, I didn't drink coffee until I was about 26, and even today at 34, one and done, one small cup, and I am done. Too much. And going back to the blood sugar stuff, if I drink coffee without first eating fats like avocados, eggs, sausage, whatever, bad news. So hyperthyroid is also a big one for Sagittarius because their energy is so fast moving. And well, when I had Hashimoto's, I wasn't hypo, I was hyper, which is the rare one. I even have Graves' disease on some of my old medical records. Insomnia is really tough for a Sag, so calming tea. I know for me as a Sag personally, I eat Mary Ruth's sleep gummies. They've got lemon balm in them. They've got magnesium. Oh my goodness, it's so important, right? So remember this, my Sages. If they don't get enough leg movement, that energy goes up into the nervous system and can cause frantic anxiety and more. So they must move. Speaking of move, let's keep it moving down to Capricorn. All right, if Sag is the thighs and the hips, what do you think Capricorn is? If you guessed the knees and the joints, you're right. Capricorn, my cardinal earth sign, the boss of the zodiac, rules the knees, the bones, skin, teeth, the whole skeleton, right? Capricorn, they are the self-disciplined foundation for us all. What would we do without Capricorns, guys? Well, we probably wouldn't have computers and buildings and cars because they create the things that are quote-unquote boring but an absolute necessity. Thank you, Capricorns. Bones, skin, joints, teeth, nails, nutrient deficiency, hearing loss. These are all things we see with Capricorn. They need to be the sign that has an extremely strict diet. They must eat a lot of fats to lubricate their joints. They are prone to dry hair, dry skin, low hydration, early aging, low progesterone. These people are workaholics and they are just, you know, they don't always pay attention to hydration or what they eat because it's all about what they make rather than what they eat, right? Judith pointed out in class that sometimes Capricorn's body dysmorphia is as bad as Virgo. These guys are really tough on themselves. And a lot of professional boxers are Capricorns. Why? Because they have the strongest bones. Now, I know this one, especially for my American listeners, is really difficult, but maybe I'll just throw it out there. Something we learned was Capricorns especially should avoid mixing meat and dairy. Jeffrey snoring in the background. He's so over it. Brain and memory is very important for Capricorns too. So Capricorns, they're the knees and they're the bones and the joints and the teeth. They are all the foundation of the body. Making sure you are up to speed and up to date with all of your nutrients is very important. And lubricating the joints. Hello, CBD oil. Jeffrey, I really got to just nudge you to, hey, are you bored with Capricorn? Not a walk yet. Hold on. I'm almost done. Mwah. Okay. Aquarius, right? Aquarius is such a weird sign. When I think of Aquarius, I was like, it's got to rule the nervous system or like the electrical current of a body. And then a lot of people get Aquarius confused as being a water sign since they're the water bearer and their symbol looks like waves. But Aquarius is actually a fixed air sign and it rules the calves and the ankles. Such a random part of the body. But Aquarius, it rules the calves, the veins, the ankles, the circulatory system, blood, the pineal gland. Aquarius, as strange as they are, they're often diagnosed with strange ailments. This is the coldest sign of them all. So the electrical system, low blood pressure. Judith recommends avoiding iced drinks, carbonated water, or unripe fruits. So my mom's an Aquarius, and I've been hanging out with her a lot this summer, and so she lets me test this out on her. Judith, I don't know her chart, but judging from class, she's definitely got to have Aquarius in her. She said because Aquarians are so low on electrolytes, since their electrical body just uses them up, eat a fig and a date, just one and one, together to jumpstart the electrical body. And I have to say, my mom has been doing that. And instead of napping all the time, which her poor Aquarius electrical body has to do, it's helped. It's worked and it's so cool. So to all my Aquarius heavy people, a fig and a date, eat it up. Eat it up. Sometimes Aquarius can get really stiff due to lack of oxygen in the body. High elevation is sometimes difficult for them. Aquarius is the most deficient sign in every vitamin and mineral, especially Aquarius rising. There's some absorption difficulties. And so with that, Aquarius rising especially, it's important to take breaks from electrical currents. And so remember we were talking about with Geminis, with the EMF and the modems and the routers and the Apple watches and the Garmin watches. It is so, so, so detrimentally important if you've got heavy Aquarius to take a break from those things. Essentially, think of it as every time you're on your iPad or your phone or whatever, Bluetooth headphones even, that's okay. It's just the world we live in, but it's pulling nutrients and deficiencies, minerals from your body, right? Just imagine that. And so you've got to work extra hard at replenishing them. Coconut water. Oh yeah. My adrenal cocktail in the morning is 2 ounces of aloe to keep that tummy healthy, Scorpio, with about 1 ounce of lemon juice and then top it off with coconut water. And that's my jump start to my electrical body, my adrenals. So that is my Aquarius, and make sure you guys move. If a lot of you work on computers because you're naturally gifted at social media and community and all those things, you have to, even if you have to set a timer to remind yourself, get up every 20 minutes and go stretch your legs, walk, do a jumping jack, do a jump rope, just do something to get away from the computer and move the circulatory system. Okay, sweet Pisces, the mutable water sign we all love. Thank you for waiting for your turn. And here we go. Da da da. What is Pisces rule on the body, guys? The feet, the base, the thing that we don't really pay too much attention to, but without it, it doesn't hold us up. The thing that we don't pay too much attention to, but without it, we can't get from point A to B. Pisces. They rule the feet. They rule the lymphatic system, the immune system, the energetic and spiritual body. They rule a little bit of everything. Foot reflexology is so cool. Have you guys ever had a massage foot for foot reflexology? I think I studied this heavily when I was a holistic health coach, but the big toe on the left foot, it has a direct connection to the thyroid. And so there's also something in the foot. Google it. Foot reflexology map, and there's the coolest graphics that will tell you every part of the foot that's connected to what organ in the body. Sometimes when, have you ever seen people who walk outside barefoot and they are in excruciating pain? And it's normally because their gut is really not well and they can feel that through their feet. Maybe they've got a UTI, kidney, or like anything. The feet will tell you the state of your inner body. I'm one of those lucky people, I guess. I mean, I work really hard to keep my physical body in a good shape and good health. But I can walk on rocks. I can hike barefoot and it doesn't hurt. I mean, it's not always super comfortable, but some people genuinely cannot walk down a gravel driveway without saying, just, I can't. It's so painful. And that's because of foot reflexology. It's amazing. So a lot of people with Pisces placements love and need foot massages. Uh-huh. I can imagine some people listening going, yeah, right. And nobody's getting near my feet. It's so good for you. And sometimes after a good foot massage, you'll get the runs and diarrhea because of foot reflexology. There's nerves at the bottom of your feet connected to your gut. And if you massage it and get the energy moving, well, up there, it's going to get moving. The Scorpio part of your body gets happy and says, yes, let's release the shit. But Pisces placements really love, especially Piscean children, they love a good foot massage to relax and calm them down. Pisces, think of everything thrown into the ocean. Since this is a water sign, they do great with stews and soups. Pisces has a very slow immune system, so they heal slower than other signs. They can be prone to fevers because of this energetic spiritual body. Avoid lard, avoid butter, ice cream, really heavy things. They need food like soups and stews and bone broth that can flow easily through it. Pisces is my number one sign that struggles with fatigue and depression because of the slow movement of energy in their body. Because it's such a cold and wet sign, Pisces really needs warm, drying foods. And number one thing for my Pisces is adaptogens for all of those big emotions that just goes through their spiritual body. This is also a sign that can really benefit from Reiki, massage that has a spiritual nurturing energy in it. But let a Pisces sleep. Please. Oh, I feel so bad for Pisces who are stuck in the 9-to-5 dynamic of our culture and they have to wake up well before their body is ready. Like, these people need sleep. They are processing emotions for us all. Let them rest and detox. So guys, this was a really fun episode. I think I'm going to make a part two on the medicine that each sign needs, okay? And there's also some cool key health facts for each sign that I would love to share with you guys. So that was the foundation of medical astrology with the signs. Again, shout out to Judith Hill Astrology that I took a course with and Claire Gallagher, who is the author of Body Astrology, for inspiring this episode. If you guys would like to invest in a health reading with me, go to lightworkers-lounge.com and book one now. stay tuned for the next episode that we will continue how to heal for each sign. Thank you guys for hanging out, for coming to class. Sagittarius and me loves teaching. I'll see you next episode. Bye.